With Talking Tech, I'm Alex Symington. This week, the world of tech, the rapid evolution of smartphones and cellular devices has had a new competitor. Or should that be old? This week, Nokia announced the rebirth of arguably the most famous device, revamped and ready to hit the shelves in mid-2017. Alongside the recent surge of vinyl and Pokemon, pop culture trends to spiral back to its roots and with a love of all things retro. But is this simply a flash-in-the-pan trend? Or can this be seen as a more serious backlash to the constantly progressive and expensive smartphone industry? We often take for granted the incredible things smartphones are capable of nowadays. An HD camera, your contactless credit card, and an internet browser are all a must-have to compete in this highly competitive market. So why now is everyone clamouring to strip all of this away? Perhaps a key factor in all this is Nokia's historical durability and reliability that has become off the agenda for phone makers in recent years. While the Samsung and the Apples of the world are headstrong in the pursuit of the next big thing, what if they're losing sight of what consumers really want? A product going back to the good old days of reliability. Said to be able to withstand the nuclear apocalypse, the Nokia 3310 is a notoriously hardy phone, and perhaps released perfectly in line with the summer festival season for that very reason. This is a far cry from the constantly shattered screens of your everyday smartphone, a solid alternative for the more clumsy among us. It remains to be seen how well the phone performs upon release. Within the first few months, it will be clear whether this is a simply flash-in-the-pan, money-grabbing trend or much more of a statement by Nokia. With Talking Tech, I'm Alex Symington.